Hey everyone, I know you've heard me speak about microdosing and how much I love it. And I'm talking about microdosing THC. I love it. And that's why I love our sponsor, microdose.com. Microdose gummies are incredible. They deliver perfect entry-level doses of THC that help you feel just the right amount of good. And when I mean just the right amount of good, I mean in so many situations. Anxiety, sleep, focus, pain, relaxation. There are so many different strains and they're really helpful. And I have recommended microdose.com to so many people. And you know what they say to me? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Don't be afraid of microdosing. Go to microdose.com and you'll learn all about microdosing THC. These gummies feel amazing. They taste amazing. I have used them to get me into the zone I need to write. I've used them at night after a stressful day or a stressful show to relax. I have also said to family members, please take a gummy right now. And they've said, oh, good idea. So check it out. Check it out because they're fantastic. And I'm not like a big weed person. I mean, I used to be. And I do enjoy weed every now and then. But I love these gummies. And I take them with me everywhere. So check it out. Don't be afraid. They're all natural. They're fantastic. And you deserve it. So what are you going to do? You're going to do something that is fantastic. You're going to get 30% off your first order. 30% off. That's a lot. Plus free shipping today at microdose.com. Use promo code JUDYGOLD, JUDYGOLD. It's available nationwide. They deliver it to your door. That is microdose.com. Promo code JUDYGOLD for 30% off and free shipping. Do it. Go to microdose.com. Promo code JUDYGOLD. You deserve it. You deserve it. And you know what else? You're welcome.
Well, I don't see the point in waiting any longer. So let's bring her out. The star attraction. The one you came to see. Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Ms. Judy Gold.
The first time, not really. The second time, it was four pieces of pizza. And
yeah. But what, do you remember the first time?
Not particularly.
Okay.
I know that, I remember a party we had in my apartment. It was a small apartment, one bedroom, but we had an apartment. We had a terrace there at 180 Thompson. And the apartment was filled with other college students.
Right.
From NYU. But there was so much marijuana smoke. It was unbelievable. All of a sudden, there's a knock
at the door.
And all of a sudden, we open the door, and there's a policeman there. And everybody goes, and it's like, what? Yes, sir. So, you know, the smoke
what
comes out
at him.
This was probably 1967,
right.
68.
Oh, boy.
Late as 68.
Right.
This is when you can get put away forever.
Okay. However, the smoke goes out into
right.
the hallway. Right into his face, it had to.
Right.
And we said, what can we do, officer? Well, mm-hmm. He says, well, there's been a complaint that the music's too loud. I said, oh, we'll shut the music right off. And he said, no, that's okay, just lower it. Have a good time, good night. And he left.
Nice.
Now, that was marijuana in 1968. 67, 68, in Greenwich Village.
Right.
And we weren't hassled by the cops.
You know, it's such a peaceful...
Right.
It's drug, and it's a social drug.
Even today, right. It depends on the police officer that busts you.
Well,
right.
Yeah.
You're going to walk
that's
away.
It's very true.
It's very true. But, so, you know, you're smoking marijuana. You see everyone is using two pieces
what
of...
What happened was everyone was putting together the two pieces of paper.
I remember that, yeah.
Okay. And I then went to law school down at the University of Miami on a scholarship there.
And then,
decided,
and wait, can I do your mother? Can I be your mother right now?
If you'd like.
Bert is got a scholarship to Miami. He's in law school.
My brother went to medical school, so I'm still...
What about your sister? What about your sister?
Genius Brandeis University.
Oh, God. Are they both alive?
Yeah,
both of them. Are you close with them?
No. My sister, we were somewhat close, but she's 10 years older than
right.
me. Or 9 years older. And my brother is 6 years older. And,
right.
And if there's that much of a difference, for instance, in Rochelle, when I went to school, he was already going to
school. Yeah, I was like an only child, too.
Right, even though, right. Yeah. And then when you get to high school, he was already his last year of college.
Right. He's his own person.
And then they come home from college. You're like, get out of my fucking house. Who are you?
Type of thing. Right. So we never played.
Do they live in the East Coast?
No, he moved out to California and has lived there for the past 40 years.
And your sister?
My sister is now in Florida. She lives in Spring Valley.
How would you? Oh, yeah, Spring Valley. Very Jewy.
Right near New Jersey, Spring Valley.
Yeah. Paramus. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Next to.
So, okay. So, you go to law school. You drop out.
I drop out because I didn't want to fight. I decided I didn't want to argue all the time.
Right.
I was more hippie in the sense that I did go to Woodstock. I wasn't.
Were your siblings hippie at all, or were they like, "Oh, Bert is, you know what?"
Definitely, neither of them had long hair. I had long hair at one time.
Right. Now, how did your mother take this hippie child? Was that what? How old were you when your father passed away?
I was about 33.
Okay.
I had already
made
millions and millions.
And your mother, how old were you when she passed away?
Oh, I was maybe 55.
Okay. 56. So what were they thinking? So, here's our hippie kid.
My mother, I did a lot of things for them. I bought them a car. I bought a Torah for their temple in honor of... You know what I mean?
I was a very good son to my parents. I'm going to do the president of the temple after services. we have an oneg Shabbat following services. And we would like to thank Bert and Reuben for donating beautiful Torah.
In fact, there's a little more than that. I particularly didn't show up.
Right.
Because I wanted the praise to go to my parents.
Oh, my.
They organized the fire department and a parade down the main street of Mountain Lodge Park to deliver this Torah to the temple.
Okay. All I have to say is,
so it was like,
did your father ever apologize for, I can't afford you?
No.
After you bought him a car?
He probably didn't even think about it.
But I also for 10 years, I helped, I made breakfast and lunch for the homeless at Cathedral St. John the Divine.
Oh, right up here on 110th, right across from the Hungarian pastry shop.
Right.
Oh, and V&T Pizza.
But I did work, and I did donate one cornerstone is from Bert.
Can I tell you how I actually performed in there, but that cathedral.
Wow.
And that's the largest cathedral in the world.
It's the largest Gothic cathedral in the world.
In the world, and it's not even finished yet.
Right, exactly.
And it is, it's unbelievable. That is such a work of art.
Such a special place.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's on 110th.
Right, and they do, it's a venue for all kinds of things every year.
Okay,
so I go to law school. One of the things I see in law school is that a lot of the kids that went to the university there came from Chicago or came from Memphis or came from Austin or came from other parts of the country.
Mm-hmm.
And those of us who still smoke marijuana, they all put two leaves together, no matter where they came from.
Two papers.
Because it's
so skinny.
Yeah.
Those really hard.
Marijuana has a different consistency than tobacco.
Right.
It needs to burn slower.
And for whatever the purposes and reasons, a wider paper, people were putting two together.
Sure.
You have that.
Right.
You should play that now.
Yes.
Yeah. For
in fact,
year,
do we have it? I want to play it.
Oh, wait.
Just
you have the commercial.
Yeah, and I'll drop it in the show.
Okay.
But
yeah, I think I may have it too on my phone.
Oh, my God.
It's worth for you to hear. It's quite... We won an Emmy... Not Emmy. A Clio Award.
Right.
Which for advertising is... Advertising's awards.
Okay, ready?
Easy Rider, the double-width rolling paper, knows that by now a lot of people are used to sticking two little pieces of rolling paper together in order to roll a good smoke. And why not? All you do is pull out two leaves of any ordinary paper, then carefully examine each to determine which pieces are striped with glue. Once you know for sure, take one of the papers and place it on the table. Then, holding the second paper with the thumbs and fingers of both hands, bring the paper to your mouth, stick out your tongue, and in one or two smooth strokes, depending on how dry your mouth is at the time, lick the entire end of the paper, preferably the one which contains the glue. Then quickly reach for the paper you placed on the table earlier and carefully affix the underside of the paper which does not contain the glue to the glued end of the paper that you just licked. Be careful to line the papers up correctly before connecting them and try to avoid excessive overlapping. Then all you have to do is wait for them to dry. Of course, now there is another way to do it. Just pull up one Easy Rider double width paper and start to roll. That's it. Easy Rider is double width, so you don't have to stick two papers together. The next time you buy papers, ask for the brown and white pack that says Easy Rider, Easy Rider, Easy Rider.
Okay, beyond brilliant. And yes. Why'd you pick a female voice?
When I was there, they brought the company that did the production.
Right, because it's perfect.
We chose.
It's soothing.
Bunch of voices. We picked this model who happened to have and also a wonderful voice.
Right.
And
a wonderful ass and wonderful tits.
And she was actually a very pretty girl,
right.
Model, but her voice was just...
It's great.
It's just nice, and...
Were you stoned when you picked her?
I don't remember, but this fellow, Art Messin,
yes,
who was in the production company, he was the one who took... The reason... That's not a naturally fast-talking girl. That's somebody who's...
Speeding
every word, the front part of the word, like you say, front.
Right.
The f is taken out.
Right.
So all you hear is the staccato part of the word.
So but it was done in post-production.
In post-production.
It's brilliant.
Yeah. Okay.
It's brilliant.
That's really
it's fun because you start getting caught up.
And it's like, all right. And it goes faster and faster.
And that's what you do. So, being the first, you see, being the first helps to do things.
Right.
Because we were the first ones on the radio with radio air.
Right. For papers.
For papers. For cigarette papers.
Okay, but were your parents like, oh my God, he's doing the marijuana?
No, my mother, she even died thinking that I never smoked marijuana.
Okay, then you're good.
Yeah.
You're good.
No, it wasn't my... I told you I did. She said, I don't believe you.
I actually tried to give my mother when she was dying. She was like, give me whatever. Give it to me. Give it to me.
I understand.
Yeah.
I have friends with cancer that I brought grass to that would be under chemo. And they give them grass and they eat peanut butter and jelly.
Oh, I know. Same my friend Judy Tolt. She died of melanoma, but, you know, we had to get her marijuana to eat. A friend of mine, friend of a friend's father has cancer and asked me where they could, you know, and he's, so much better.
Much better now. Their attitude is better. Everything is so much. It's just,
the thing about it is, it comes... from the fucking ground. It comes from the earth. You don't fucking own the earth.
That's one of the reasons why the pharmaceutical companies and the tobacco companies, etc., are fighting it or against it. Because it's something
we can just grow it ourselves.
People do and can grow.
Right. So, and too bad.
It'll promote free thinking. Sorry to interrupt.
Right.
But they don't want
that. So here's what I have to say. You work for Shell Oil. You trade specialty metals, international trading. And
at that time is when I realized that I knew how to move materials, move things around the world.
And then
the metals trading, where I would, in fact, lithium, vanadium, titanium, all these specialty metals that were used in... high quality steel production.
Right. So you know how to do this trade,
right,
you know,
the logistics.
Right. And so you meet your wife's father has a partner in business, and his son and you, Bob Stiller, get together.
We started playing backgammon together.
Right. I love backgammon.
And we were playing tennis.
Are you good?
Well, he was a New York City backgammon champion, and
I
beat him all the time.
Oh, good. You know, it's not the most, you know.
No,
it's
but
not
it's
chess.
Fun. No,
that's all
no,
I have to say.
No, but it's fun.
It's a very fun game.
You know.
Okay.
But as a friend said,
do you have to get exact when you're at home base and they're all in home? Don't you have to get the exact roll on the die? Can you move within home on the backgammon? You have all your stuff in your home base. It's the end of the game. And you're rolling the die. Mm-hmm. You have to get the exact number. If it's on two...
If you can't get in, then someone else goes. Then
right. But a lot of people are like, oh, no, I'm on two and I got a three so I can go. You know what I mean?
No,
I know.
No,
I fucking hate that.
No,
all right, wait. So you're with Bob Stiller.
They don't know the rules of the game.
Yeah.
But
I'm
the rules, I must tell you.
I
have played backgammon in Marrakesh in Morocco.
Really?
And the rules are different.
Really?
There's slightly rules there, you know.
I have to take out my backgammon. I love
playing
backgammon.
It's just like, you know, a hamburger is a hamburger,
right.
But in different places of the United States, it's different. Pizzeria, you go through Italy, it's 50 times the pizzeria.
Okay, so you're with Bob Stiller. And then there were these places in the village called Delicatessens.
Oh, at the time, it was there were head shops around the country.
Right.
Those were the people who would only carry the Easy Wider papers.
Right.
Because head shops were stores that had the pipes, had the paraphernalia.
Shops for your head.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, shops for your head, and they called them head shops.
Mm-hmm.
And there was at least one in every town
or
city. And there were about 3,000 or 4,000 of those shops,
mm-hmm.
maybe 6,000 or something. And there was a whole distribution system set up for those types of things.
Right.
Sure.
However, the large distribution in America were in all the stores that sold the regular tobacco.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that went through tobacco distribution, be it gas stations, be it the mom and pop store, be
mm-hmm.
it the small grocery.
Right.
Just all pharmacies, everybody else. So we made up a specialty package that had 50 packs of Easy Wider and 12 packs of tobacco.
Oh, my God.
And wouldn't you know that the tobacco didn't sell, but they kept selling out of the papers.
That is...
Okay, one fabulous story. We sell this, we start that, and all of a sudden we started getting reorders. Can you just send us the papers? So I developed a nice new package for that, and we ended up selling to Southland. Southland Corporation is 7-Eleven.
Wow.
Okay. So we're down at 7-Eleven, and I...
God, I used to get papers at 7-Eleven.
Right. And I went down to their headquarters in Tyler, Texas. And we're walking around the warehouse. And all of a sudden, one of their district managers walks up to me and gives me a big hug. And I look at him and I say, well, thank you for the hug. That was really nice.
But I'm straight.
Basically. Yeah, I am. And, but it was just, it wasn't that time.
Yeah.
But I said, well, what was that for? He says, we make more profit from Easy Wider than we do from Heinz ketchup.
No way.
Nice.
And you were, the papers were being made in Spain?
We had factories in Italy, Trieste, Italy, in Barcelona, Spain. And
is it because of
on,
the... Pro, of
on
the
26th Street.
Uh-huh.
We had four floors on 26th Street, and then we had a factory about 30,000 square
feet. But why did you go to Spain for the papers?
At the time, Spain was the only company making the... A manufacturer in Santander was the only one willing to make the cigarette papers in the size that I needed.
Wow.
And he was the only one who would take a chance because I had sent him the statistics on showing the growing trend because of America is a country that those statistics that it keeps on imports can help all its businessmen make a better decision.
Right.
And if you see a market going from 100 to 1,000 to 10,000 in a period of 6 years or in that range, although the numbers may not be the same, you say you have a growing market.
Right.
And so I presented those statistics and the willingness to put up what was referred to as a letter of credit.
Right.
Meaning you, with a bank, you put up.
Now, were you ever in these major business meetings stoned?
Sure.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Because I never perform.
Not in Europe.
But
in my office.
Okay.
You know, and it would depend on what.
Right. Okay. So. Yeah, all right. So here you are. You, and then you end up. Bob kind of screws you over.
Yeah, Bob was. Bob has problems. Had his own problems.
Problems.
Like, you're so diplomatic. And he gets with some other guy.
I don't judge. The fellow he went with, who was happened to be a financial man, subsequently. We found out that he embezzled from Easy Rider.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he joined Bob in Green Mountain Coffee, he embezzled from him in Green Mountain Coffee.
Oh, God. Is he in jail?
No. He's actually probably still writing for some shit publication called Boardroom Reports.
Oh, that's great. I love him. So you sell the company.
So the company, and then I decide to buy a home. I had a house, nice house in Fire Island.
Mm-hmm.
But I decided to buy a house in Ridgefield,
mm-hmm.
ride horses,
beautiful,
play tennis.
And
it was beautiful, but not. There were two Ku Klux Klan up there.
Oh, I know. My town where I grew up, they would have meetings in the. They would have the burning cross, everything.
Right.
We had swastikas all over our house.
Do you remember the comedian Godfrey Cambridge?
Yes.
He had a house in Ridgefield. They burnt a cross on his on his lawn. This man had a heart condition. That'll give you a heart condition.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I was once in synagogue, and they started shooting BB guns at the... Yeah, it's bad. And this is New Jersey. I mean, you know? Okay, so you have a child, Jordan, mm-hmm. and you're a pothead. And did I want to know, as a mother who... We're in my house. What do you think are the good parameters with the child... you know,
I would say you are who you are.
Right. Because I
try to let them see who I am.
Right.
I have some secrets, but that's not because they are who they are.
Right.
It's just everybody has
secrets. So when did you...
I'm not unique that I
have secrets. Okay. You have Jordan and another child.
No,
just Jordan. You're divorced. Mm-hmm. But when did you let Jordan know or... what was the process of
it? He always knew I was smoking pot because he didn't know any other way.
Right. And then did he become a pothead?
You didn't demonize him.
No.
No.
But it's amazing because I hear that a lot.
Jordan doesn't. An interesting example, there's a place in Northern California, just north of San Francisco, called Stinson Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Stinson Beach is the original hippie community.
Right.
I mean, original. Now, Huey Newton and the News.
Yes!
He is from Stinson Beach.
No way.
And he is drug free completely. And his parents were total flower children.
No way. It's amazing.
You don't know.
It's amazing because.
You don't know how they're going to turn.
You see these
your intention
parents
is
who are drinking. It's not like you smoke pot and we're like, get out of here. You know, you're probably, let's do something together,
Let's roll
and
frisbee.
These parents are alcoholics. They're abusive. They drive.
No,
Jordan and I would throw
frisbee. We'd play tennis. We would climb, walk mountains.
Right.
Well, as soon as you tell someone who's becoming an adult, you are forbidden to do, as soon as you tell any human being you're forbidden to do something, it's the old Adam and Eve story.
Hello?
That's why legalization is smart.
Okay, so I have certain questions for you that I really want I want to know what you think of. You've invented a lot of things. You've invented a portable telescope. You invented this.
That portable telescope was the Best Buy Consumer Reports.
Yeah.
I make good products.
Yeah.
I'm very proud.
And they're useful, and yet you want, you know, it's like, it's not something, oh, I want to have that. You'll use it. You know, it's not something that you buy and like, oh, I bought that from Sharper Images, isn't it cool? And then after a month, you're like, I'm done with
shit. These things,
this pen,
I get letters all the time about that.
This pen is, I can't even tell you. This Evo pen, you just created some utensils for people with Parkinson's.
Actually, I designed them with one of the clinical occupational therapists at NYU,
right,
who sees, or so he said, 5 new patients a day.
Right.
And he was the one, I had shown him my, this was the time where I was sitting on the bed in the hospital,
right,
when there was the earthquake.
Right.
And he comes into the room and I told him about my Easy Wider papers. Mm-hmm. I mean, not Easy Wider, but the Evo Pen.
Right.
Because we received a commendation from the Arthritis Foundation.
I was just going to say, you should get honored.
We got a commendation from the Arthritis Foundation. The first pen to receive a commendation from the Arthritis
Foundation. Can I tell you something? You can ask Lauren. My hands are like, I rub cannabis-based cream on it, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm, and this is
going to make, and for some people who stop writing, it allows them to write again.
Right. Well, I still write, but then I'm in terrible pain. No, I can't turn the shower on. Yeah.
I also make them in plastic. They're lightweight.
No, I don't want those. Okay. And then, okay.
She's tough.
She's a princess.
You were in Cocaine Anonymous.
Yes.
Were you smoking pot when you were in Cocaine Anonymous?
No, totally,
because you're not allowed to. Yeah.
I was totally clean.
Cocaine, not so anonymous.
Cocaine is a bad drug.
Bad. It's bad.
It brought me to. I was blessed in that I never hurt anybody except myself.
Right.
Okay. For its purposes.
Right.
I hurt myself badly.
Right.
But I never hurt anybody, or I never intentionally hurt anybody. I was in a position where I could afford it. I didn't have to do anything about it. I did try, and that was, although it was bad, it was an area that brought me into spirituality in life. It was a time when I mentioned before that I worked at the Cathedral of St. John the Divine. Doing that makes you humble.
Absolutely.
And appreciative of the fact that you were educated. I mean, things that I took for granted, became sacred.
Right.
It got me into Buddhism.
Right. It's great.
Yeah. I went to lots of courses, read many, many books, a lot of study, a lot of time and thinking. So my pattern or road that I took to get where I am, I didn't plan for sure.
Do you have like an office now where you work out of?
No, I work out of my home. I work, have a computer right near a window, and I live on a high floor.
Let me tell you, my son needs, I would love for him to be your intern, my older son. I think you would have such a positive effect on him.
Well,
because you're so, you know, he's always thinking of, Mom, what do you think of this? And he's always thinking of inventions. And
well, tell him from a person who does it to do one first.
Right. But I would love, if you ever need like an assistant, even for a couple of weeks, I'm telling you, if you're working on something, I would love for him to meet you. Mm-hmm. I think you're just an amazing human being. All right. Now, what do you think of these alternative smoking? What? Now, I know you made a bong, right?
We made an engineer from Polaroid Corporation.
Yes, that's right.
Came to us with a spill-proof water pipe.
Right.
Which we developed because it was wilt water filtration. It's been known historically as one of the great filters of anything, whether it be marijuana or anything else. And so we built that. Then there was like a pocket model of that.
Right.
And then
a bubbler, if you will.
And then Bob Stiller offered me, after I just put down all my money on a house, he offered me $1.25 million to buy me out of the company in September. And I said, "You're nuts! I think it's worth a lot more, especially since I was making $500,000 or $600,000 a year."
Mm-hmm.
And we signed a basic agreement, and in the end, instead of getting 1.2 from 1.25 from him, I ended up with 3.1 from this British company, and he got 3.1.
Let me tell you, I just want to say, Burton, you know, we had an offer, and he waited, and then doubled, tripled the offer.
Right.
And now we have a new tour.
Right.
So
things have changed.
Now, so there.
But I'm without a business.
Right.
A business gives you a certain amount of a place to go.
Right.
People who
A community, yeah, I know. My father died soon after he retired. Yeah. And we looked at photos. My brother was just here, and we were looking at these photos. At, in 1977, he was at his, I don't know, so 45th reunion?
I can't do math.
Okay. And then there's a picture of him at his 55th reunion.
Right.
And he died 2 years later.
Right, so he's retired.
He had retired in 85. So it's 3 years after he retired. You cannot believe the difference in the way he looks.
Yeah,
you know,
I think retiring is a mistake.
No, I will never retire.
Good.
Ever. Right, I will never stop doing stand-up, writing, teaching.
Exactly.
Ever.
Yeah.
And I double that.
Yeah.
I feel the same way.
I have cousins who are like, I'm going to retire. What the fuck do I live?
Right.
All right, so...
Retirement should be just some time to take the time to do what you really want. If anything.
Well, no, to work and travel.
It's work
and
work,
eat,
especially
and exercise.
In
what you really want.
Unfortunately, in America, talking about things that piss me off, okay? My brother, who I'm not close with at all, is one of the top diabetic specialists in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he retired. He's 75. And I said, Alan, why'd you retire? With
Alan, that's my brother's name.
ALAN? Exactly. With so much experience and your knowledge.
Yeah.
He wrote the books Diabetes for Dummies, Thyroid for Dummies, this stuff. And he really is knowledgeable. And I said, well, why don't you just have a practice and take care of 50 people who need some specialty?
Right.
He said, I'm sorry, I can't. I said, why? He says, the malpractice insurance makes it requirement that he have at least 300 to 500 patients.
That's
so fucking... This country is so fucked up.
Okay, I'm playing golf with a surgeon, top surgeon from here in New York, from Mount Sinai.
Yeah.
Same thing. I said, how can we wreck golf instead of doing what you love doing? He says, I can't. It's a malpractice.
It's this... The litigiousness is out of control.
Out of control.
We have... Now, this is... I want to know vape pens, bongs... Vaporizers.
I'm not that familiar with those things.
What do you?
I smoke in a pipe.
Yeah,
a regular
glass.
Little pipe. No, an old briar type of pipe.
Right.
I strain it. I have a new aluminum tool that cleans the buds.
Right.
You know, and
shreds them.
You know,
yeah, I have that.
And I never smoked to get stoned.
Right.
I always smoke to get a shit-eating grin.
Right. I love that!
That's
going in our description.
Basically, is this a little smile on my face and a little attitude.
And you enjoy... And I got to tell you, I write such great jokes. I was a music major. I love music. I just saw American in Paris a few months ago, and... I had to close my eyes because the music to me overtakes my entire, and I know that piece so well. So I didn't want when MTV came out with videos.
Right.
I was like, no, I have my whole video in my head of that song, and you're not going to fucking change it. You know what I mean?
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
That's what marijuana does. You're like 1,000% there, you know?
I can't understand why it was devilized so much.
What the side effects?
Well, money is... What are the side effects?
These are the like
money and free
things. You're lazy if you smoke pot.
No, you're already not.
I have to tell you, no, not for me.
I know. I read a whole thing about runners.
I get energized.
Like 50-mile runners, they smoke.
I get enervated.
Here's the thing.
I get more creative, sometimes stupid. You know, When I create things on marijuana, I wait till I'm straight before I really act on
them. Do you do sativa, indica? Like, what do you
Indica.
I prefer an indica,
but I like the different mixes. I grow it.
I'm Here's coming over. I have to say, when I was in L.A., and then we'll get to you, Lauren.
Great.
A friend of mine went to a dispensary, medical, has a license or a, you know, card, whatever, and right. got me marijuana for arthritis.
Right.
I would take two hits maybe right. before I went to sleep. Playing tennis. I was hiking. I was right. never in, I hadn't been in that pain-free right. in it's, I don't know how long. Right.
It allows you to do some things, and it's a relatively innocuous chemical.
Right.
It's not going to make you...
Now, you have three stents in your heart.
Yeah.
Did the doctor say any of that had to do with marijuana smoking?
No. I'm sure it had to do
with your Marlboro
smoking.
Yeah.
No, but I also have to say that my DNA has it.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning
yeah,
my grandfather
course.
Went at 43. Right. My father had a couple.
Right.
My sisters had a...
Of
know,
course. Right. But it's not from...
It's not
right.
that. Not for, not at all. I'm very honest with my doctors now.
Right.
And I tell them that I smoke, etc.
I remember when you couldn't, you know, when I couldn't say to the doctor... You can, oh, no, I, you know, you thought you'd get arrested if you said
sure.
so. Now they're like, do you smoke marijuana? Yes.
Well, it's
now
part often. Of... Yes.
Yeah.
They would
and,
rather
and,
know.
If a doctor is, you know, your doctor, you want him to have all the pieces of information that he
right.
could possibly have, because hiding anything
right.
could be something, you know, we're a big ball of chemistry.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Lauren, you had something to say.
I did. I was going to say, marijuana affects every single person's brain chemistry is different. Weed responds to everyone's chemistry differently. I feel that if you have a predisposition to be lazy already, it could help you become more lazy. I think that not everyone should smoke or consume cannabis if it has these negative effects for you, but you can't
okay,
project...
Is this a commercial?
You can't project, you know, what you think the effects are going to be onto other people and then, you know, assume to think, you
Here's
know, just
the
because
thing.
You get paranoid doesn't mean... And wait, one more thing. We are born with CBD receptors in our brain.
Right.
With cannabinoid receptors in our brain. We're actually born
well,
with receptors to
why.
Receive cannabis.
Yes.
That's why cannabis as was chosen.
Yeah.
As
we're born with
to,
it.
Yeah. It's
okay.
Kind of,
so here's what I actually, when I was in Washington State, went to a dispensary. And I went to two. I went to one, and it was sort of like, yeah, what do you want? Oh, yeah, let's go to it. And I was like, I don't want to buy marijuana from... I want to buy
right.
marijuana from someone
who's
who I would like
it.
To get high with.
Yes.
That's
you
a,
know?
That's a good
so,
gauge.
So we...
That's a good reasonable
right.
gauge.
So yeah. then we went to another dispensary, and the guy was so helpful and, like, fun, and I was like, now I have a relationship with you, and
right.
that's...
They call them bud tenders now.
Oh, that's funny. That's
bud,
funny.
Bud tenders.
Tenders. Mm-hmm. What do you think okay. of the... Now, when I was in high school, it was like shit,
yeah.
the marijuana.
Seeds and stems.
What do you
well,
think of the progression of this?
What you have to understand is that way back when I was with Easy Rider, I was very, very active with NORML, the National...
Oh, right. Yes, yes, yes. I did read that.
Okay.
Love it.
I was very close. In fact, the 18th, I'm going... to a memorial service for a man named Frank Fiormonti, who was the assistant director of NORML and director of NORML for New York State.
And
wow.
if you want to...
passed away.
How old?
Frank was probably 68.
That is not good for the marijuana usage people.
I just want to say...
That's so
well,
young.
It had nothing to do with marijuana
right.
whatsoever.
If you want to learn more about NORML and the organization, watch a documentary called The Union, free on Netflix. Goes in depth
okay,
to the
right.
beginning. Really great organization.
Keith Straub is a good friend of mine.
Right.
And so at that time, there was an annual convention held at the Hyatt Hotel in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
for NORML for 5 days.
The Hyatt Hotel?
Well, it was the Hyatt Hotel.
Oh, Hyatt.
The Pritzker family owned the Hyatt.
Right.
And Michael Pritzker at the time was a benefactor to NORML like I was.
Right.
And we'd all come in and we would go and smoke and go to
right.
certain... restaurants that were NORML friendly.
How great is that when
okay.
you smoke and go have a
and we would
yeah.
be with
snack.
All people who were growing the finest
right.
marijuana in America in the hills. I took Jordan on a trip to Winston, Arkansas.
Right.
30 miles out of Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Right.
where there's Christ of the Ozarks right. standing on the mat, right. you know? And they're growing the finest indicas that you could smoke. Right. So I've been used to having those qualities.
Right.
When any time we would go to what was referred to as the boutique right. shows, as soon as I would walk in, because I was the easy water man,
yeah.
they'd come out with their finest.
Right. Yeah.
So I was very lucky in that sense.
Did you know how to roll?
Yeah.
What do you think of these rolling machines now? Like, it's
I really roll well with my hands.
Right. I don't like, that's another thing. Like,
I like
they have the machines.
I like minimizing.
Sorry, yeah, same. I'm old fashioned. When you walk in a bodega or a store or and you see Easy Whiters there,
I smile.
Nice. Do you ever say?
Every time.
Do you ever say?
Never.
And you also, Joker is a part of Easy Water.
Joker was mine also.
Yes, I like Joker.
Was mine. Roach right. was mine.
Right. Do you remember the ones that had the little metal in it?
Yes.
So that you'd have...
yes, it was Clip It or...
Oh, yeah, so that you could have
I love Jokers, too, I have to
say. Jokers were good. Jokers were actually... by that time, I really knew about the qualities of paper. And Joker's was a really fine, lightweight paper.
Yes.
That left ash.
Mm-hmm.
See, they if you smoke a paper and you don't see ash, that means you've consumed it.
Right.
If you smoke a paper and there's still ash...
You haven't consumed it. And they still make Joker.
Oh, yeah. Joker's a good brand.
Yeah, I love that. And now, I liked it because I'm a comedian, so I get Joker.
Now, okay, when I sold Easy Water, we did a volume of about $10 million a year.
Wow.
Now they do about $90 million a year with less unit volume.
Right.
They don't sell 68 million a year. They only sell 54.
Right.
But they do 90 million in sales.
It's amazing. Are you sad you sold it?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
All right, good.
No. I mean, I couldn't have done... I've gone to... When I was in Morocco, that I mentioned before, I had gone to Morocco because I had camped in the Sahara Desert for a solar eclipse in Libya.
Oh, of course you did.
Okay. And spent 14 days visiting Libya, Tripoli, Benghazi, the Sahara Desert. I mean, I could tell you, the Arabs know how to make tents.
Yeah.
Omar the tent maker knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I couldn't have done, and I can give you a list of things that I've done in Korea, you know. I'll give you a business card, which is actually, in terms of what...
Hallie's Comet, right?
No, this isn't Hallie's Comet.
Oh, I see
this
the sun.
This business card is a business card of what's called the Transit of Venus. That's when the planet Venus gets in front of...
Oh, that's so cool.
That's the planet Venus.
So it looks like
the
a
sun
little
is
dot, the sun, the, and there's a little dot, like a pimple on the sun.
Right. The sun is
that's
one...
That's Venus.
Right. The sun is 1.3 million
oh
times
my God, it's tiny.
The size of the Earth.
I want to squeeze it, see if there's any pus in there.
Of course you do.
I love that. Now, before...
So, I mean, I couldn't go to those places and do all those things.
Right.
And,
if you weren't...
Experience.
Right.
Okay.
If you weren't a pie.
Experience...
all your
you
sense...
You learn from experience.
Yes.
You don't learn from when getting... You don't learn from when you get kissed.
Right.
You learn from when you get smacked.
Right. Or...
whatever.
What pisses you today in this world? What pisses you off the most?
I think... The society learning how to deal with technology. Although I like pornography sometimes, I don't want to hear about somebody's sex life in an elevator.
Sure.
While they're on their cell phone.
I don't want to see a fucking Cialis commercial. I'm sitting with my sons. I have to hear about your fucking erectile dysfunction.
Well, that's the greatest advertisement in the world.
I hate it.
Well, I know you hate it, but from their point of view, what a great lie. I mean, I was thinking of a new product calling it... Cialis or Viagra Gold.
Right.
Why? Because you don't have to go to an emergency room for 12 hours.
Right.
right.
Instead of four.
Right.
Okay. I have plenty of friends who use these toys. Right. Not one of them has ever had anywhere near gone
right.
to one of these emergency rooms.
Right.
But for them to say that on as it's an like, advertisement,
it's like, whoa, my dick's going to explode. Yeah.
Right.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
like saying to the guy, oh, man, you're going to have the hardest and right. longest erection.
Oh, totally.
It might be
brilliant.
For years.
Right. So,
so brilliant.
What do you think?
But would I want my 12-year-old child to see those things? No.
Yeah, and we sit here, and I'm like, why do I have to? There's no dry vagina commercials.
I don't want that.
I want
the commercials for let my doctor be the one who studies my medicine and makes my recommendation.
Right.
Not me searching them out.
Right. And they're fucking ridiculous. They're all animated, and it's fucking stupid. And the entire commercial is the side effects.
Right.
Okay. What the...
This one might kill you by a side effect.
Right. Yeah. Now, the Donald Trump, the GOP, the Bernie Sanders, the... Well, he's not in the
Bernie
GOP.
Bernie Sanders is awesome. Everyone loves Bernie Sanders.
I like Bernie Sanders. Yeah. He doesn't have the personality. I don't like, as a person that much, Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
Although I think she would make a great,
great president. Right.
And they're two different things. You don't have to like a person for them to be
it's like you
good
work,
at something.
Right, and that's all they do.
I know she's worked her whole life trying to make things better for people.
Right.
She's traveled to 104 countries to learn about different societies and see different things that are going down.
Mm-hmm.
Her intentions, it don't matter what her intentions are. Her actions are the things that speak for Hillary Clinton.
Right, I agree. What about Trump is the front runner?
Now, Trump is an asshole.
Right.
Okay? I don't know if you remember the China Club.
Yes.
But I used to go to the China Club right next downstairs from the Beacon Theater.
Right. Okay. I was just there last night.
Okay.
I was just there performing with Cindy
but
Stop and
that's where I met Donald Trump twice.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was going to the China Club, everybody snorted cocaine at the China Club. The only people, I mean, you went there after you go to a dance place, you go to the China Club, you drink, and people would snort cocaine.
Because he wanted to hang out longer.
Now, you
but
wanted to hang out longer.
But they said he's never done a drug in his life.
Well, since the political tester said that 72 out of 72 things that he said are lies, we don't know if we can trust him about that one either.
Right. But he said, you know, his sister said
I didn't inhale.
This country has gone.
I'm sad that the Republicans can't bring out a candidate that I can respect.
Right. A moderate,
somebody
sensible.
That I can respect and say, okay, if he were president,
it wouldn't be the end of the world.
Right now, anybody that they're presenting to me, I'm not happy with either their experience or their manner.
Right. I mean, to a president, to imitate a handicapped guy, for a president of the United States, talk about Rosie O'Donnell. Like, is that what you want?
Right.
You want a bully? You know, that? Like, I want my president to not give a shit about Rosie.
Or Gangsta Christie?
Right. Oh, don't even get me started
now,
on that.
I have to. You have to understand, you have to give him some room, and I'll tell you why you have to give him room.
Because he's fat,
No.
Yeah.
If your mother named you Christ.
Right, exactly. You think.
Yeah, what do you. Yeah. Well, you know, you got to give him a little bit of break there.
All right.
Chris Christie.
I hate him. Now,
Fatty McFatterson.
But I do like Hillary Clinton.
I do.
And I'd recommend to anybody that they support and eventually vote for her.
Yes, I agree. We always ask every one of our guests this.
Can I ask one thing really quick?
Yes.
Do you think that marijuana was a gateway drug to your cocaine use?
Like milk was a gateway drug to marijuana.
Right. All right. You heard it here first,
I'm
folks.
I'm so sick of that fucking
marijuana
shit.
Is a gateway drug.
It's not a gateway to anything.
Right.
To maybe some smiles.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And Domino's Pizza.
We ask, not Domino's. We live in New York. You don't buy Domino's in New York. You get a fucking handmade fucking Little Italy.
I am
high
class white trash. It is delicious. Yeah.
Oh my god,
there are a lot of. We're very lucky. We have a lot of good pizza places.
Yeah, we are lucky.
Here's we always ask our guests this.
Okay.
Are you on any antidepressants?
Yeah.
Have you ever been?
Yes.
What were you on?
Clonazepam.
Oh, yeah, I've been on that. Very good for the
Trudy's
sleeping.
Been on everything.
Yeah.
And anxiety.
Yeah, but it makes me a bit too sleepy.
Yeah, it's you're so supposed to go to sleep with that. Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess that would be...
all right, but none. It's just the
marijuana.
Yeah.
And jelly?
What?
I really believe when I started smoking, it was for, you know, like I was medicating myself. And I do believe I want to get off all my...
Well, yeah, I think, I can't. You know, when I do have done my travels, it's not unique that Americans are using a substance to change their reality.
Right.
This has gone on only since the beginning of time.
Right.
Sure. It's part of humanity.
It's right.
It's
humanity.
Part of living.
Yeah.
Right.
And so... there may be some Mormons that don't, you know.
Well, they don't drink coffee or eat chocolate either.
You know, so, right.
Yeah,
so,
but they're trying to change their chemistry with, like, repetition and
I don't
music.
There's different, you know, Mitt Romney's a nice man. I wish him the best.
Yeah.
He's a Republican I could possibly vote for.
Okay,
actually.
You have to leave him. Ugh, he annoys the shit.
Yeah, he's annoying,
well,
but I think he's a good man. And I think he has some experience, and running the Olympics and doing things like that
are
real. All
right, we're done with the politics now that you've mentioned Mitt fucking Romney.
His name rhymes with...
Shit Romney?
Yeah.
You know, it was Abraham Lincoln who was the one who made the proclamation for Thanksgiving.
Ah, yes, I did know that.
And so that proclamation was the bringing together of peoples.
Right.
And that's what America is.
Yes.
And we've been very blessed.
Right.
Mm-hmm. My grandmother, in 2018, it will be my grandfather's, the anniversary of 100 years of him becoming an American
citizen. Wow.
And my grandmother was in that city in Ukraine where they're currently having the war.
Right.
And she hid in a hay wagon that was pitchforked by the Russian army.
Oh,
at
my
the time,
God.
And got out.
Wow.
And I thank my grandmother for that.
Wow.
Because, again, we're in the right place at the
right
time.
Right, exactly.
Wow.
Yeah. I just want to thank you for being. I mean, I could talk to you all night long.
This might be a double.
Yeah, yeah.
Double
I have a piano lesson, so
it's
I
a slow burner.
But
thank you. I'm glad you feel it.
Oh, my God. I want my son to live with you.
It's nice to chat.
I want
to
live with you.
Oh, my God. You're the best. You really are.
Yeah, this was a pleasure.
You're a great person.
We'll have to have him on again.
Can we hang out or no? You're too busy with all your...
I asked him that when we first met. I'm like, can we, like, chill and smoke a blunt?
And he said no.
No, he said yes. That might be fun.
Come on, Bert.
Yes, you never know.
What do you mean you never know?
Come on,
Judy. You didn't meet me and go, oh my God, I gotta hang out with her.
Hey, Judy or me? Judy or me? Who do you hang out with
make
more?
Choices in life.
Yeah. Especially with, you know,
with
women
what?
And a guy, woman.
Yeah. I'm
ish.
No.
Yeah, right, whatever.
Great. Thanks.
Anyway,
thanks.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
It's a pleasure.
You rock.
Have a real good Sunday.
And you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna go buy some Jokers. All right, everyone, so long!
And everything was wonderful. I'll see you soon. Thank you for the visit. So long.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom. Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.